8:24. We are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Thanks for spending your morning with us. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. You can also join us, the morning shift, every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Beau will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix.
Speaking of tailgate at home, we do have a three-day weekend coming up next week.
We do.
Holiday weekend, MLK weekend is coming up. That's always this. It's always that weird. It's like really quick to have a holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you focus so much of your time and energy on Christmas that you're like, oh gosh,
yeah.
Should I make plans in like a week and a half? I've been trying to figure out a plan to hang out with my family mm-hmm. and do something fun. I don't know if that's around town or if it's like a quick trip to Chattanooga. You know, do like the cave or whatever it is
up there.
Or something along those lines. But I'm curious if you guys got any three-day weekend plans that's usually your fallback. Where's the getaway?
We have not come up with any. I need to come up with something because I know Falcon season is over. So your weekends are open now, but spring training is right around the corner. And then I don't see my husband all of baseball season. I really don't.
You're sandwiched in there. You like whatever you want to do on the weekends, you've got to do in January, February.
Yeah. Or an all-star break, as long as it's not in Atlanta.
That's not true. You got to do something together during the all-star break. This year, you guys went to everything together.
Well, we went to the all-star game and like, the village.
But you went to the village and watched Grant spend a bunch of money.
Oh my, that auction was terrifying. When he grabbed a number to start bidding on stuff, I think that's Beau when you went home. I was like,
Grant, we just bought a house.
I stood with you while he got his number because you had to like go through a process.
Yeah.
And then that rando turned around, that guy with no sleeves and the guy looked like he was straight out of Tallapoosa, Georgia, and he turned around and started talking about something he got, and I was like, do you know me? Like, who are you?
That was
nice
really
guy.
Funny.
He saw
you and he was like, look at all my memorabilia.
Yeah, he's just like, look what I got. Can you believe this? And I'm like, nope, sure can't.
So if you have a crazy schedule, I mean, this three-day weekend coming up, it is time to go ahead and get out of town for a moment.
Right. I mean, I just feel like it's like I don't even really want to. I just feel like I have to capitalize on it right now before like 2026 gets too crazy underway.
There is some train that rides up through North Georgia. It takes you up to like a little town and you get off at a stop.
Yes.
And you
does
go
that
to
leave
like,
from Blue Ridge?
I believe so. I want to do
like
that. That's what I would love
My
to do.
My son would kill to be on that train.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man. So maybe that's something I look at. Maybe it's just a day trip. Maybe it's just, you know,
you don't have to worry about
quick.
A hotel,
yeah,
pets,
something quick.
All that stuff.
Throw a movie
quick.
On in the Tahoe on the way up.
Yeah. Something to think
no
about.
No flat tires, but we do have the key just in case.
So yesterday news broke that Kirk Cousins' deal has been restructured. I think at first people thought this maybe meant that he was sticking around. I don't think that's necessarily the case. So what it means is the final 2 years of his contract have been modified. It includes reducing his 2026 salary from a non-guaranteed $35 million to just $2.1 million. That's the base salary. And then there is now a guarantee in the amount of $67.9 million for the 2027 season that vests March 13th. What does this ultimately do for the contract for the Falcons? How does this help them?
I mean, it kind of frees up money immediately for them to spend before June 1st, which is when he's going to be cut. That's all. Everything I've read, because initially I was like, well, maybe this gives them more time because I was wondering if there were, you know, anything that kicked in immediately at the start of the league year, because the March 13th is the third day of the league year. But apparently everything that I've read, Joel Corey, who joined Dukes and Bell yesterday, he's really good at the cap stuff. He's a former agent, so he kind of understands the workings of a contract. He basically said that this just ensures he's gone, which is good. It's an amicable split. And the other thing that's very important to kind of point out, I guess, is that no, Rich McKay didn't do this. Like yesterday with Kirk's agent, no, there's not like a random person that did this. Terry and really Chris Olsen did this, who's the capologist. He's the one that does all this kind of stuff. But this was obviously something that they had been working on and was actually executed before the Saints game per league rules. So it was a smart move for everyone to kind of have a clean break. And that sets up the new Falcons regime to have, you know, basically either sign someone who can either back up or spot start for Michael Penix.
What'd you say his name was? Chris Olsen?
Yeah, pretty sure that's it. Yeah, that's
I was going to ask you, because you know more about the front office here in Atlanta than I do. The first name that popped in my head was Kyle Smith, because we were talking the other day about GM mm-hmm. and whether or not that person is from inside the organization. I'm not sold that the new GM is not from inside the organization. We've seen Kyle Smith multiple times step in front of the podium, talk about some of the goings on with the contracts and things like that. Any chance that he played a role in that, or what's the difference between him and Chris Olsen?
Well, I mean, Chris Olsen is the one that negotiates contracts.
Sure.
He's the cap guy. He's your, like, just like we talked about the guys that are being interviewed for jobs, like Mike Disner from the Lions, right? He was there. He's been 19 years in the league, and some of his time was with the Cardinals. And when he was with the Cardinals, he's a league contract negotiator, and he oversaw the strategic planning and management of the team's cap. Same with Brant Tillis, who did a very similar thing in the Chiefs when he was with the Chiefs, and now he's with the Panthers with the front office. He was their cap analyst. So, like, Chris Olsen's the one that
analyst.
So remember Nick Polk?
Yes.
That's Chris Olsen.
Sure.
And so who negotiated your rookie deal?
Yep.
Nick Polk.
And my extension.
With your agent, right? Yep, and your extension. Who negotiated all of Matt Ryan's deals? And some, like, Nick Polk did. And that's who Chris Olsen is. And he's a nice dude. I've talked to him on the road a little bit. I need to, like, if he's still here moving forward, which I hope he is, I need to corner him one road trip and be like, dude, like, I need more on the cap. Because Nick Polk used to do it for me. Nick Polk would always come in to the radio booth and get the IFB to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, hey, man, what's this mean? Like, and he would start talking, and he'd be like, you with me? And I'm like, yeah. That's why when we saw Nick at the OTA that time.
Yeah.
Like, we talked for a while. Just before he
took a job at Florida, right?
Yeah, and became the not that he doesn't have that job anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Moved out of the way quickly.
He was the GM job for a while before Dave Caldwell took it over when they got rid of Napier. But no, like, that's how you learn stuff. You talk to these guys. So
is that where Dave Caldwell is now?
Yeah.
No kidding. I did not know that.
Yeah, that was the news when they hired Summerall.
A couple days ago. That's crazy.
He became the Falcons GM.
Yeah.
I mean, the Falcons, the Gators GM.
That's crazy. I did not know that. Good for him. I like that guy.
What is going to be the timeline on these roles being filled, do you think? Because at first, we all kind of thought maybe Matt Ryan would be sitting there tomorrow when Arthur speaks. But I'm not sure with these interviews happening, that's going to be the case. So when do you expect official announcements to come out?
I would expect that president role that you're talking about, I would expect that within a week, maybe sooner. And then I would think that you move on and do the GM shortly thereafter. I don't know for sure. That person, whoever fills that role in the next week, is going to have to explain further what the hierarchy kind of is and how they're going to go about this process. But there's still the head coach thing still to me is still a couple of weeks off. Yeah. Especially, I mean, Clint Kubiak has a bye this week as the number one seed, the offensive coordinator. So that's going to be pushed off for some time.
Well, that's why you're talking to him this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. But the hiring of him and all that stuff coming down, if that's what your target really is, that's going to be for a while, unless they lose out next weekend, I guess.
Because the guys that are playing this weekend can't be talked to until next week. I would probably think that you would like to have that announced by Saturday, or at least have it an agreement in place. That way, if you interviewed Clint Kubiak or Vance Joseph, who I think the Falcons have reached out to talk to, who's the DC of the Broncos. So you could kind of have that person could maybe be on it. Even then, I'm sure you could record the interview and hear some of the things or maybe pass along stuff.
And these are just little windows that are opening, right? Like Clint Kubiak, they can talk to this week, but then next week, no. Right?
Yeah.
Does that close and then it reopens?
I'm pretty sure it closes for him, and then there's another window that opens. If Seattle was to make it to the Super Bowl, I'm pretty sure then the window would open that week of all of these guys that are left. But yeah, there's a window that opens. It's all done to Part of it was because teams were basically just cheating the Rooney Rule, and hiring guys, and it also helps with their playoff runs.
Well, whoever is handling those logistics at Flowery Branch, bless you.
Oh man,
that's crazy.
There's a lot of moving parts there.
A lot of moving parts.
Whoever's scheduling the plane flights and the hotel rooms is up against
it. Or the Zoom.
Probably the firm. That's why firms are brought in too, yeah. Guys. As y'all know.
Well, coming up, there was also a game of telephone going on that spread around with Matt Ryan, what he wants his future to look like. We're going to help clarify that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.